Now I would like to request His Grace Pankaj Angadi Prabhu kindly come forward and make His offering.
Mahaprasad, lucky. Thank you for inviting us. Welcome to Mayapur, all the illustrious devotees and well-wishers, followers, dedicated servants of His Holiness, Radhanath Swami Maharaj. I'll not make an offering to Srila Prabhupada, but I'll tell a few antidotes that are important, because the stories that, you know, we've been hearing this evening, there may be little incidents that took place, not very significant, but you see just by one small incident how it affected that devotee's life. Just one few seconds or a few moments or a few minutes, it changed their whole being, that they could actually selflessly dedicate their whole being to the service of Srila Prabhupada. And we've heard two people say how Prabhupada looked through them, and he was seeing the person, that their real personality. And in those moments of association of a pure devotee, so many realizations come. Even as there may not be any discussion, just by the glance, the look at them, so many realizations come just by sitting in there, being in their presence. If you get the opportunity for a personal association, please don't miss it, because you may regret it later on. I was fortunate, as Niranjan Maharaj was, he had some other service, I guess, so he couldn't get those darshans in 76. But when Srila Prabhupada came here, he gave quite a lot of time for darshan in the evening. At Goduli time, then he would give darshan, either if it was hot, he was in the park, or if it was cooler, in his room. Wasn't so many devotees at that time, but it was my favorite part of the day. You know, you do your service and take a bath and you're ready, you go up there. Of course, there was no schedules in those days. It was whatever had to be done, and everyone just did it. There was no times of a service, time, you know, specific service. If something had to be done, then everyone just naturally did it. There was no consideration of, it's not my service, so there was no such thing as a day off, a Sunday. We didn't even have a Sunday feast in Mayapur. So those times are very memorable for me. I was quite new at that time, so I used to sit in one corner of Srila Prabhupada's room. But I felt completely satisfied sitting there with Srila Prabhupada and all the senior devotees, all the big devotees, those that are doing lots of service for Srila Prabhupada, his managers, etc. It was such a feeling of satisfaction that, you know, this is perfection. I didn't want anything. I was completely satisfied just sitting. I wasn't participating. I wouldn't have spoken. I was too afraid of putting my foot in my mouth. Even sometimes, I knew Prabhupada used to be in different moods, so you could see all different aspects of him. So one time he asked, "How wide is this room?" So I knew how wide it was. I think it's 22 feet. I can't remember properly now. But at that time, because I used to take care of the rooms and I used to order the bed sheets and mattresses, because he had mattresses on the floor. So I knew that was. But actually, nobody knew. And he said, "Why nobody knows?" spiritual man, why you don't know how wide this room is? And I knew how wide it was. It was 22 feet. But I wasn't going to say it's 22 feet, because I knew if I said it was 22 feet, it would have been 21 feet or 23 feet. So therefore, I wouldn't say anything. But one time, Srila Prabhupada came in, and Prabhupada was such a personality, of such a caliber. He gave such a presence that he commanded presence. Whenever he walked in, whole attention of everyone was on him. I guess you can see it in your own spiritual masters. Sometimes, of course, no one's going to admit being the same caliber as Srila Prabhupada, but the same experiences can be had, obviously, with your own spiritual, through your own spiritual master, that the bhakti shakti of Srila Prabhupada's potency will manifest, and it's contested that even the second generation, they're having this similar, very similar experiences as the first generation, so how Prabhupada affected that these great devotees' lives who've just given everything for him. Similarly, in the second generation, the same principle is there, simply by association, simply by a few words, simply by a glance, that you're ready to anything. You've dedicated your whole being to the service of the spiritual master. One time, Srila Prabhupada came in the room, and he was very little intense this day, and everyone was very quiet. So Srila Prabhupada sat down, and he was just looking at everyone, and it was very quiet. It was pin drop silence. And this Srila Prabhupada said, "So, are there any questions?" You are even more silent. Heavy. And even more, a little more intense. And so Prabhupada, "Why there are no questions?" It got even more intense. No one's gonna ask a question, you see. "It is the duty of the disciple to question the spiritual master. Why there are no questions?" Even more intense. Then one of our illustrious god brothers rendered a question. "Srila Prabhupada, in the third canto, Queen Kunti says such and such, is that true?" Fool! You ask quoting this from a Bhagavatam and asking this, this is not the question to ask the spiritual master. Ask a pertinent question. Even more intense. No one was going to speak. But our great soul, Hiridayananda Maharaj, and he asked the proper question and broke the ice, and then it all back to normal again, thank goodness. Another lesson he taught, as we know, Prabhupada was very frugal with Krishna's energy. He would often criticize us in Mayapur. If a light bulb was burning during the day, he would call the manager, "What is this light bulb burning?" If a tap was dripping, Prabhupada would call the manager, "Why this tap is dripping? You're wasting Krishna's energy." He said, "The devotees in the West, they're giving blood, they're distributing books, they're giving so much energy." He said, "And they're sending the money here, and you're simply wasting it." So if anyone when he walked around the veranda, he was chanting, then there was hooks to hold the windows open. You put a little latch, and if they were left out, sometimes they would catch in your kurta pocket, or Prabhupada would put them back. Very conscious, he told Shatadana, came to see him once. And Prabhupada said, he came in, he said, Prabhupada said, "Close the door." He said, "Very simple. You come in the room, you open the door, you come in, you close it. You say what you want, you go out again." He's giving instructions how to come in the room and close the door. So this particular instruction, Srila Prabhupada was talking, and he got up to go to the bathroom. And he got to the door and he stopped. And he came back and all eyes were following him. And on Srila Prabhupada's desk, this is his, you can see his room in the Lotus building, it's still there as it was. And there was some money, paisa, on the table. Those days there was aluminium coins. They don't have them anymore. And 10 pies, 5 pies, 20 pies. There's a little pile of money. It couldn't have been more than a rupee. It was only that tall. So then Srila Prabhupada came back and he used to keep his key on his thread, Brahmin thread, and he opened the drawer, he took the paisa, put it in the drawer, closed it, locked it, and then went to the bathroom. And everyone was looking at each other. You know, these weren't poor people. They were, you know, they'd given up everything. They were Americans, Europeans. And what is Prabhupada thinking? That, you know, nobody said anything, and Prabhupada didn't say anything. But it was a lesson that, you know, Lakshmi belongs to Krishna and should be protected. So he gave many pertinent lessons which without even talking. So, by those moments, and it's important for you that, you know, if you have some great, illustrious disciples of Srila Prabhupada who you can actually associate with and learn these things from, imbibe those, their presence from what they've incalculated from Srila Prabhupada, and you incalculate the same thing. Bhakti Shakti, very, very important. And it actually works, because we see, you know, the second generation also doing very wonderful things. Actually, I was talking to one of our managers today. He said, this group, he said, they're so organized. He said, they're so efficient. He said, so well managed. This yatra. I said, you have to. You know, you're 6,000 people. You have to be well organized. He said, not 6,000. He said, even if it was 50,000, he said, they would be very proficient. So, we thank you for your proficiency and your dedication to the Prabhupada's movement and his servants. May Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda bless you all to keep you very enthusiastic in devotional service. And may Lord Nrisingadev also keep your other things far away, that you may enthusiastically follow in the footsteps of your spiritual masters. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Pankajan Prabhu.